This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We were talking yesterday on the program about the violence in Chicago, about the economic costs of it specifically to people and to businesses and to whole neighborhoods, in fact. Today, a look at what may well be one of the causes of that violence, housing policy. Chicago has torn down all of its notorious high-rise housing projects, the really bad ones that we all heard of, like Cabrini Green. But a lot of those residents wound up in neighborhoods where the violence wasn't all that much better. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, here's Sylvester Monroe.
What are you reading, Mariah? You going to read to everyone?
Jamaica Thank Smith lives in a Chicago-style bungalow with her husband and daughter on the south side of the city. But she grew up in a housing project on the city's west side. Not such a bad life.
You leave your doors open, everybody knew each other, you know, and it was just like this community knit.
But it didn't stay idyllic for long. Drugs moved in, upstanding residents moved out, and life got tougher.
And we were just like, ooh, they're hanging out on the corners now, you know, and all of a sudden you just see this rise of violence in a community, and people just could not walk up and down the streets because they would get shot.
She moved out of the projects, went to college in Tennessee, and eventually ended up in Marquette Park on the southwest side, just in time to greet an influx of residents relocated from demolished housing projects all over the city, many with competing gang affiliations.
For example, you may have Cabrini Green, who's one gang, and then you have the Horners, who's another. I mean, and then you put them all in one community area, and then you have, like, war.
Do not cross. It's a yellow police tape, which is about, you know, 30 feet away from where the blood spot is, and which would suggest that we are standing right where that poor 17-year-old kid got shot.
Shot five times, in fact, just blocks away from Jamaica Smith's house. Chicago is something of a war zone today. More people were killed in the city last year than U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. But did tearing down the projects cause the recent explosion in violence? Charles Woodyard is CEO of the Chicago Housing Authority.
I think the good news is that after we tore the high-rises down, we moved thousands of families into other areas of the city, that crime was reduced, I think, as much as 60% overall in transformation sites.
Transformation sites, meaning places where the high-rises once stood. And the neighborhoods where project residents moved? Woodyard says crime didn't go up in most of them.
There are a handful of exceptions, though, and it's all about concentration. What I mean by that is the number of these relocated households compared to the number of households in the neighborhood that they live in.
If too many people from the projects ended up in one neighborhood, there was trouble. But Susan Popkin of the Urban Institute warns against oversimplifying the violence problem in neighborhoods where former project residents now use rent vouchers.
The Section 8 holders tend to move to neighborhoods where the rents are low already and the crime is high already.
They went from poor, violent high-rises to poor, violent neighborhoods that already had problems, which did have some effect on the crime rates, she says. Violence was down in 2010, but it would have been down even more in certain neighborhoods if not for the arrival of former project residents.
So I'm not saying there was no effect at all. What I'm saying is that it's not nearly as big as people think it is.
She says that factors like concentrated poverty and the housing crisis shoulder a far larger share of the blame for violence in Chicago.
You have a situation where a lot of extremely poor people who have a lot of problems all living in one place, and you get a situation that's not healthy.
I went downtown to go see.
Wentworth Gardens is a low-rise housing project on the south side. Kids in winter coats are hanging out near the basketball courts, spitting their latest rhymes with varying degrees of success.
My name is Rubber Ducky. No, I can't do it.
On the third floor of one of the buildings, Reggie Lee Ricks is doing word puzzles at his mother's kitchen table. His family was the last to leave the infamous Cabrini Green housing project.
The neighborhood we moved out of, at least we knew everybody. We wouldn't get touched. Over here, you can get touched.
Moving to Wentworth was supposed to be better, but Ricks and his brothers were hassled by gangs that didn't know them. Not that moving is the answer.
It's pretty much the same. Wherever you go, it's going to be the same. People still out here killing each other.
For Ricks, poverty and violence go hand in hand in Chicago.
If everybody had a mansion, don't you think everybody would be way happier? But they say money don't make you happy.
He says step one is fixing how people live. Maybe then it wouldn't matter where you ended up. In Chicago, I'm Sylvester Monroe for Marketplace.